A big concern for many local teachers during the pandemic is that some students have not connected with them since schools closed in March. WBUR's Carrie Young reports on how schools are reaching out to students and attempting to keep the learning going.
Third grade teacher Vero Navarro estimates that about half of the kids in her class at the Blackstone Elementary School are signing on regularly. But she's been trying a few things to improve that.
I have these two kids in my class and they're best friends, and I was had one online, and I said, do me a favor, go grab your phone and call your friend and tell him to get online.
In addition to planning lessons, she's acting as an interpreter for other teachers. More than half of the students at the Blackstone speak a language other than English at home.
It really does put a lot more pressure on bilingual teachers like myself, really supporting not just my own students, but my colleagues who may not have other language skills.
For Navarro, maintaining connections with students and their families has been the most important part of her job during the school closure. It's also the hardest.
When you hear the stories of my students who their families left everything behind in their home country to come here, they left those desperate situations and then they're being faced with those same desperation. That's what's hard.
Right after schools closed in March, Navarro's assistant principal started a spreadsheet of every student at the school so that they could log who they made contact with and how. Erica Herman, the principal at the Gardner Pilot Academy, took a similar approach.
The first thing we established was just two-way communication.
After that, her team asked questions about basic needs.
Particularly, our biggest concerns have been around access to housing and definitely immigration and being able to access some of the funds to support families who might not have the necessary documentation.
After a month and a half, Herman says her staff can finally start looping back to make sure that families actually received those services. She says it's been difficult and slow going, but it's also been key in maintaining the relationships that they spent all year building with their students. Herman argues those connections will be a crucial part of addressing learning losses later on. And that's true for all schools, according to Mary Najimy, the president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association.
When people feel connected and in a community, when our kids feel that their teachers know them, they will take the risks. They will try things. They will fail, learn from their failures, and succeed. And when we go back, if we haven't maintained those relationships, we have to start all over.
Officials with Boston Public Schools are also hoping a few other efforts will help catch kids up after being away from their classrooms for so long. Their new remote learning plan includes individualized support for struggling students. They are also hoping to double the size of the summer learning program. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.